A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments. We have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are shamefaced even to this day. We, the men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, and all Israel, near and far, in all the countries to which you have scattered them because of their treachery toward you. O Lord, we are shamefaced like our kings, our princes, and our fathers, for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Yet we rebelled against you and paid no heed to your command, O Lord our God, to live by the law you gave us through your servants, the prophets. The word of the Lord. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake.
Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins.
Let the prisoners sighing come before you. With your great power, free those doomed to death. Then we, your people and the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. Through all generations, we will declare your praise.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you."
Verbum Domini.
Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. We pray always that the Lord does not deal with us according to our sins. We ask the Lord's forgiveness at the beginning of every Mass. The first thing we do is to ask forgiveness for our own sins, for the way our own sins contribute to our own destruction, to even the destruction of the world. We also ask pardon for the ways in which we sin together. We ask communal contrition. We come together and we beg forgiveness together as a body, the church. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of our viewers in Ireland and all those who are of Irish descent throughout the world. May St. Patrick intercede for Ireland and bring those back to the church that have fallen away. We ask the intercession of St. Ireland. I have St. Patrick of Ireland. I have a first-class relic of St. Patrick with us today to help us to pray and to intercede for Holy Church and for you. And if you're listening from Ireland today, and if you've been away from the church for years, come back. Come back to the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist and confession. And through the intercession of St. Patrick, come back to the Holy Mother Church. God never tires of giving his mercy. It's we who tire in asking for it. So seek out a good and kind priest to help you walk through a good and sincere confession. The readings today emphasize God's mercy and human repentance. The prophet Daniel in the first reading summarizes salvation history under the Old Covenant. The Lord established a merciful covenant with his people, and time again they rebelled. They turned away. They departed from his commandments and his laws. Many prophets were sent to invite the Lord's chosen people back to the covenant. The Lord God proved to be compassionate and merciful and never forgot his covenant. The first sentence of the letter to the Hebrews gives us a context. In many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers by the way of the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. It is an old heresy in the church to think that the God of the old covenant is different than the God of the new covenant, as if God somehow changed his mind. The prophet Daniel begged forgiveness on behalf of the whole nation. Lord God, great and awesome, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments. Daniel first praised God for his mercy and for his compassion and for his forgiveness in waiting for the conversion of his people. God never tires of waiting, too. God waits for us. He's very patient. Daniel admitted the sins of the nation and sought to do penance in reparation for those sins committed against God. Daniel cried to God, "We have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all of the people of the land." Daniel fully identified with the people of the nation in their wickedness and their rebellion. He had contrition, confessed the sins of the people as if they were his own. and sought to make reparation or satisfaction to God on their behalf. Does this sound a little familiar? The prophet Daniel is a type or a foreshadowing of the God-man, Jesus. Gives us a glimmer in which Jesus would do, a foreshadowing. In his contrition, confession, and satisfaction, Daniel sought to reconcile the people of the nation of Israel to God. But no mere man could make perfect atonement to God, perfect satisfaction, perfect contrition. Because of sin, there was an infinite gap between God and man. And it would take God himself to assume our human nature in all things but sin to reconcile us to God. The prophet Daniel was pointing us to what Christ would come to do perfectly. Daniel was a foreshadowing of Christ. Christ came in the flesh to accomplish what man could not do on his own. Jesus Christ made perfect contrition, confession, and atonement, not only for the sins of the nation of Israel, but for every person that would ever exist from the fall until the last person ever existed until a second coming. God the Son, the sinless one, assumed every man's sin as if he were the one who committed it. St. John Henry Newman would say in a meditation on Christ's suffering that Christ would assume on his mouth the sins of every blasphemy ever uttered, as if he were the one who committed the blasphemy. Christ would assume to his hands every sin ever committed with one's hands, as if he were the one who committed the sin. Christ would assume to his heart, to his back, to his feet, to his eyes even, every sin ever committed with one's eyes. This is the extent that the Lord God assumes our sin. Our personal sin, not just collective sin of the whole world, but our personal sin. He assumes all of our sins as if he were the sole perpetrator. This was foretold by the prophet Isaiah. He was spurned and avoided by men, a man of suffering, knowing pain, like one for whom you would turn your face, spurned, and he would held him in no esteem. Yet it was our pain that he bore, our sufferings he endured. We thought of him as stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our sins, crushed for our iniquity. He bore the punishment that made us whole. And by his wounds, we were healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, all following our own way. But the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all. It's what we hear at Good Friday. The Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all. Him, the Immaculate One, the Sinless One, the Holy One. He made perfect confession, perfect atonement, perfect contrition. He who was holy, undefiled. And during his passion on the cross, Jesus made this perfect contrition, confessed our sins, and offered perfect atonement to God. Why would he do this? He did this to show us the depth of his compassion, the depth of his mercy, the depth of his forgiveness. And through the lens of Jesus Christ, we can see compassion, mercy, and forgiveness of God all throughout the Old Testament. It took God himself to become a man to show us and to teach us how to embody compassion, how to give compassion, in other words, and not hold back, how to give mercy, how to offer forgiveness. Christ himself shows us this. Until Christ came in the flesh, we did not have a clear vision of the mercy of God. The Lord was known as merciful, but the chosen people did not know the extent that God was willing to show his mercy, to the point of becoming man and to shed his blood on the cross to reconcile us to God and to one another. God assumed a human nature to bring to perfection what he sent the prophets of old to teach us. If we want to know the measure that we should show compassion, give mercy, or offer forgiveness, look upon the cross this Lent. Take a cross in your hand, take a crucifix in your hand, to meditate upon the God-man and his compassion, his forgiveness. That's the measure in which we are going to receive forgiveness. The measure in which we give. You can't expect to be forgiven unless we have forgiven as Christ has forgiven us. And this is his grace. This is his redemption. And as Lent moves forward, I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to accept what Christ did for you. Plain and simple. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to accept redemption. Invite the Holy Spirit into those places in your heart, in your life, in your mind even, that need redemption. And if this seems hard, ask the Holy Spirit, what is it in my life that's preventing me from doing this? The Lord Jesus still teaches us, mounted from the pulpit of the cross. He still teaches us how to forgive, how to accept compassion, how to give compassion. And may we beg the grace to imitate his compassion, his mercy, and his forgiveness. And through the intercession of St. Patrick, the Bishop of Ireland, great saint, may the blessing of Almighty God help us, like him, to learn how to forgive our enemies and our persecutors, to accept redemption. Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.